Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield B2B conference call. We do this specialty call the first Monday of each month, and it's designed specifically to help our associates that are interested in working the business solution side of Legal Shield. Tonight, you'll be hearing from three different ring earners on our team. To introduce tonight's guests, let's go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to $250,000 ring earner and Millionaire Club member, Miss Stephanie Moore. Stephanie, are you on?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right. Well, I'm excited to introduce the first two speakers on tonight's B2B conference call. They have been in the business for a while. They're $50,000 ring earners, but they have been primarily on the networking side and decided to branch out onto the B2B genre. And so I am excited to introduce Keith and Amelia Wan and have them say a few words about opening their first group.
Thank you, Ms. Moore. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Absolutely. I think the reason you asked me to, me and Amelia, to be on this call tonight was to talk about what not to do when you try to do a group. You know, we pretty much have every reason not to do a group. As you stated, we're network marketers, but we also have a huge warm market. We know a lot of people that are business owners. We know a lot of people that are employees and have connections to the HR or the decision maker. As a matter of fact, before I talk about the group that we just opened, I'd actually like to talk about a couple groups that we didn't open when we tried this, but we tried to do it our own way. You know, the second year we're in the business, you know, we had a first successful year as network marketers. You know, we got top recruiter, top producer, and that was all from warm market. So we thought we knew what to do. We thought we were, like, on our way. And so a group fell into our lap. It happened to be one of Amelia's friends who was running a group home, and they had 17 employees there. Well, we had no training, and we didn't even call anybody. We decided to do it ourselves, and we ended up losing a group after 48 hours because we had the wrong paperwork, and the decision maker of that group home was just upset. So that hurt us so much. Actually, it pit our persistency down to below 75. It was at 74.6, and I was sure and convinced that Legal Shield rounds up, but when we didn't get to go to Cancun that year, we learned a hard lesson. So we didn't try to do anything like that for a couple more years. We just stayed in the network marketing arena. But then our fourth year in a business, 2 years after that experience, we had another warm market opportunity pop up, a deaf school. And as most of you know, our background is in the deaf community with having deaf parents and being sign language interpreters for 30 years. There was a deaf school here in New York that had 300 employees. Well, this time we figured we would kind of piecemeal it together because we knew we could do the presentation. But we would we realized we had some heavy hitters on the More Success team, like Mr. Jimmy Parrish, who was, you know, is like the Babe Ruth of the Major League Group League. So we called Mr. Parrish, and we would just ask a couple questions like, hey, what do we do here? What do we do there? And we just took some information. And so out of a group of 300, we ended up only signing up three because, again, we did everything wrong. And at the last minute, instead of thinking we had 30 minutes, they said you have 5 minutes. And we got to get going because we got to set up the classroom for the kids. You know, so we walked away from it. We said, yeah, we know a lot of group people. But then we kind of realized what we were doing was wrong. We were not being coachable. We were not being willing to learn as we're on the network marketing side. So we really reached out to Ms. Stephanie Moore and Mr. Jeremy Moore and just said, hey, we have some warm contacts, you know, not only all around us, but we have some in Texas that we would love to have your help. So we attended a couple group classes up here in the New York market with Marty Galano. We did a lot of online training. And even though we knew we weren't going to do groups, we knew what we had to do from A to Z. So we were able to, with this next opportunity, the group was a deaf Christian group that had over 30 employees down in Texas. And right after the international conference, I actually drove over there just to stop by and say hi. Looked around their building and did a little tour. I didn't want to say anything about Legal Shield just yet, even though I was doing the subliminal marketing on my T-shirt. 2 weeks go by, and the CEO of that business was coming up to New York, and they said, hey, I'd love to get together and talk with you. And we didn't know that they wanted to talk about Legal Shield, you know, so we were having a couple pizzas, and they pretty much got down to the chase and said, hey, listen, we had somebody come in and do Legal Shield presentation, didn't convince us, we didn't feel like it was a fit for us, but, you know, we'd like to hear some more. So we just did, we just told a little bit. We just told enough just to get them interested, but we knew quickly. That night we called Stephanie and said, Stephanie, what do we do from A to Z? And so Ms. Moore was able to walk us through on what paperwork to send, not only the CEO, but the decision maker, the HR. She was able to help us jump over all the mind traps. So we're proud to say, you know, last month that I actually flew down to Dallas and was able to work side by side with Ms. Stephanie Moore, who did the presentation, and I did it in sign language because half the employees were deaf. She did such a phenomenal job. She guided us to success, and I'm proud to say out of 30 employees there, we got 30 signed up. The paperwork was done right. So now you guys have just convinced a network marketer that I need to do a little bit more work in the group side because, like I said, there's a lot of warm market in the group side. There's a lot of people to protect, and we're just so thankful here to be on part of the More Success team where pretty much you guys have been doing groups long before the network marketing side even came along. You know, so phenomenal Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle hitters with Harold Pinson, Jimmy Parrish, Linda Bowden, and Stephanie Moore. We're just so grateful and thankful to be on a team like this. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Keith. I enjoyed working with you. I'm so excited for you guys, and it just goes to show it doesn't hurt to spread your wings a little bit. You can dabble on both sides of the business and find success in either genre that you choose. And so we appreciate those words. And to follow up with that, once you open up a group, it is very important for you to service your account. And so I have not met anyone in Legal Shield that does it any better than our next speaker. He is Mr. Persistency himself. He is a $100,000 ring earner. I have ran into him multiple times in the panhandle of Oklahoma where we both have to drive 7 hours to get there, and we will run into each other in a convenience store. He is just on the road. He hits it every single day. He takes such good care of his groups. He knows everybody on a personal level in his group accounts, and servicing is the key, and there's no one better, and that is Mr. Harold Pinson.
Well, thank you very much, Stephanie. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you, Harold.
Those were awful kind words, and I appreciate it. Before I get into servicing groups, I know some of the people out there may have just gotten into the B2B business, and they may have call reluctance. And there's five things I want to mention real quickly to help them overcome that. First of all, and another thing, too, they may have been given some conservation groups that they're having trouble to get into. Number one, choose your prospects you feel good about contacting and build up rapport with those folks. Number two, be 150% sold on everything that you're selling. You know, you're really selling two things. First, you're selling your decision maker or that CEO on yourself, and then you're selling them also on your product, and the two go hand in hand. And if you're having a little trouble, recall past accomplishments, you know. What was one of your greatest successes? Maybe you overcame a particular challenge, and you can benefit on that. And do a mental rehearsal before you go into a group. You know, in sales, it's really helpful to mentally rehearse any and all questions that you may come across. So when those questions arise, you will be very well prepared. And the main thing you have to do, number five, is relax. You know, I remember the first time I got assigned a group when I first got out of group school. It was right here in Ada, Oklahoma. And they'd been on the books for about 8 or 9 years. And I was so nervous, I bet I circled that block 20 times before I stopped in to see that business owner. But they didn't bite me. But they were real receptive and was able to write a few memberships in there. So you got to relax. Now, some of you know, I do work a lot of school systems. And in service to school systems, there's several ways that you get in the school systems. The way I like to do it, the way Stephanie likes to do it, is every year before school starts, they're going to have an in-service. That's where the teachers report back. And for three or four days I don't have any students during, meetings, even their classrooms ready. So a lot of these superintendents will give you 15 to 20 minutes. Some of them will even give you up to 30, 45 minutes. Now, if their schedule is kind of crunched and they only give you 5 minutes, the best thing to do is tell your memorize your if I were attorney story, and then just talk about the highlights of the identity theft. If you're not able to get in on the in-service days, they also have professional days throughout the school year where they don't have any students and teachers show up in their classrooms, and they have meetings to get on their agenda there. Also, your bus drivers in your school systems, they have safety meetings twice a year, so you can get on the agenda of that. And once when the school year starts, you can also get on the agenda when they have faculty meetings. And the only setback about that, you have to go around to each campus and set up dates with each principal, but you get to see everyone. Now, one thing I do not do is sit in a lounge. If I can't get a group meeting, what I will do, and this is why it's important to build up trust with the principals and the superintendents, is they will give you a list of their staff when they're off during the day. It's called a conference period. And you can go to that room and visit with that teacher and their aides. And I've been able to write a lot of business on that. County governments, if you want to do that kind of business, usually here in Oklahoma, the county commissioners, they have a meeting every Monday morning at 9 o'clock. And they usually have three barns, and they're scattered everywhere. And I would recommend if you're doing county governments, you go out to these barns. You don't wear a tie, shirt and tie. Just go out there in a pair of jeans because these guys are working around in grease and dirt. So if you wear a tie, I'm afraid you're not going to do too good. They feel intimidated. Also, you may have groups that does orientations for the new hires every month or maybe every week. Find out when those are and get on the agenda on that. And also, when you go out and service a group, I was recently signed a conservation group. I hadn't had any business written in it for a number of years. And I've been able to get in there twice. And also found out that they have another branch office in Texas, which I've been in contact with those people. And if you're doing city governments, police departments, you know, we sell a police officer, a law officer's legal plan. Police officers, best way to get in their debriefings, they usually have one at the end of each shift, 7 in the morning, 3 p.m. In the afternoon, 11 p.m. at night. You write a lot of business in there. If you're working the fire departments, usually fire departments are 24 hours and they're off 48 hours. So in 3 days you can get the whole entire fire department. And then the street department, public works, water, sewer, sanitation, cemetery. People say, well, you can't write business in cemeteries. Trust me, you can. I've written a lot of memberships over the years, and my mentor and best friend, Ken Moore, taught me that. And also, the most important thing, you've heard this time and time again, is be respectful of your time. If you have 15 minutes, take 15 minutes. Maybe you can do it in 12. And why do we service group? Well, groups, first of all, we're there to re-explain the membership to the members who have it, because they may not know what all that they have, which I've run across that a number of times. Number two is we may have some new benefits that they're not totally aware of, which we have now, that new ID theft plan. And number three, you always have new employees that don't know what we offer. Another thing going into school districts, don't ever forget your secretaries, your custodians, your cafeteria people, because they need it just as worse as anyone. Let's see, what else have I got real fast here? Another thing you can about residual income. by serving a few groups, those memberships stay on the books for many, many years. I know there's memberships that I sold 29 years ago, and there's memberships that Stephanie and Ken sold many, many years ago that are still on the books today. And one reason why it's real important to build up the rapport with your business owner or HR director, they can really lead you into some more business in the future. Like a number of years ago, I had a superintendent was over in Ardmore, and he and I became really good friends, and he went over to Texas, over to a small school system around Wichita Falls, and he called me, and he said, "You come to Texas?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, you really have a great product, and your service is not offered here." He said, "I want you to come over and talk to my people." So I've been going to that school now for the last, I think, 10, 11 years. And, you know, there's a lot of business out there to be written in the accounts that you service. You know, plus going back every year builds trust with your members, and they stay on the books for many, many years. And another thing, when I go back to service groups, I go around to every person in that room, shake hands with them, and become friends and ask them how they've been doing. And one thing I also do is, and this is kind of old school, you know, these new apps are great, but I always take wheel questionnaires with me, people and temporary membership kits. People love getting stuff in their hands. I also take candy. Sometimes I take donuts and do lunch and learns. So that's another way to get on the agenda. And always be a friend and a problem solver, not a salesperson. And Mr. Stonecipher talked this years ago, you know, if you can't be on time, be early. I always like to get there 15 to 30 minutes ahead of time, so I can kind of scope out the room, get the feel for it. And one thing I always do, and I know you guys have heard this many times, on presenting the wheel benefit, I never ask them if they have a wheel done, and I ask them when's the last time they updated it. And a lot of them start laughing and say, "Well, I've had this for 10 years, 12 years, and I still hadn't done my wheel." Said, "I've lost my wheel my wheel questionnaires." So I always pass out some new wheel benefits questionnaires, and also update them on the. I always mention the mobile app. A lot of them have never taken time to add that. And another thing that I use is on the importance of a wheel is, and this is really true. In the state of Oklahoma, we're number two in the nation in divorce rates, and. I go through this that, you know, if they've been married and divorced and got remarried and didn't update their will, you know, who gets what, their ex-spouse. So that really helps to generate some will business. Another thing, too, relating to service groups, this ties right in with retention. How many of you guys are working your pre-cancel list? You know, that really does help your retention. There have been a number of memberships that we've been able to save just by working the pre-cancel list. And I know that kind of, I know time is kind of short, but that's basically it. And that you can also, I don't know if I mentioned when they have a benefit fair or they're doing their health fairs. One thing I always do is go around the room, because there's been a number of times when they've had some new vendors there, and you can get contact right there, maybe a new group account. So that's just a few things that I do. You have to be flexible, and don't settle for best, because you can get better, and remember one thing. The excuses that I have now have been life tested, and I'm still around. You know, Babe Ruth once hit. He struck. We know that he hit 714 home runs, but I forgot how many times he struck out. But he struck out, I think, three times more than he hit home runs. But he always said, "I never let the fear of striking out from me stepping up the plate and taking a swing." So You guys need to develop all that mindset, and I'll just turn that back over to you and hope I may have said a couple things that made sense tonight.
Thank you, Harold. I appreciate that.
I'm done.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you being on the call. I knew that there wouldn't be anyone any better that could tell us how to service our group. You are definitely one of the best, and we appreciate you pouring into the team tonight. And so with that, I'm going to remind everyone that we do have our networking call coming up in 40 minutes. So please make sure that you dial back in, and here are the exciting announcements that we have for July. The reminders for our upcoming retreat in Phoenix, as well as hearing from a new leader in the More Success team that we are going to feature on tonight's call as well. So please make sure you dial in 40 minutes to the networking call and hear all the exciting words that we're going to have to say on that call. Have a blessed evening.